your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Good morning. Welcome to The Warrior Within. Brandy is not with us today, but with me, my friend, as usual, co-host Marty Gallagher. Good morning, Marty.
Hello, hello. How are we doing today?
I think we are doing very well today. This is, I believe, the last show for this year. Hey, soon it's going to be next year. And we are going to talk today about New Year Resolution Part 2, 5 Proven Steps for Breaking Your Fitness Limits in 2009. In fact, there are 5 proven steps, but I'm trying to condense them actually into 3 proven steps. It doesn't matter how much you count it. This is a very interesting subject because there are 3 unknown reasons why we cannot progress with our fitness. Again, I don't like so much the term fitness, but I just couldn't find a better word yet. Physical conditioning. Let's call it like this. We know many reasons why we fail. Some of us simply don't have the discipline. Many of us don't eat right, etc. We will talk about it, but there are 3 unknown facts, and I'd like to address them. I'd like to show the science behind it. I think that if something was mentioned before, it's nice, right, Marty, to put the picture all together. This is a new year. You need to understand. Most of you are interested in being in a better shape. But I'd like to tell you just a minute something that really important for me personally, and may, I believe for many of you, this was my kind of resolution. I like animals, and we have a few animals here, and one of my cat actually was lost. So about a week ago, I decided to go check again on the shelter to see if it was caught. And I went to this shelter, and believe me, it's not a pleasant thing to see. The reason I went there, it's like coincidental because one of the cats that I saw on the internet looked like him. But when I saw the cat, which was a beautiful cat, beautiful young cat, they just told me it's not your cat, and he's going to be euthanized in 2 hours from now. And I ask why. They call it a feral cat, Marty. That means a feral,
wild
cat.
Yeah, wild cat.
Wild cat. So here it is, an animal that mind his own business, live off the land, hunting some mice or snakes or lizards, and trappers just caught him. He was trapped. And because it doesn't fit our society today, they decide to kill him. I look at this cat, I say, I want to adopt this cat. You know what, Marty? They didn't initially let me do it. They tried to persuade me to take another cat.
Oh, yeah.
Which I would. I would take the whole thing if I could.
Sounds like what my wife's parents tried to do when I tried to marry her.
I like the symbolism, That's why I'm also saying that. This is a real story. So I have to sign a waiver that I'm not responsible if the cat attacked me. I'm not going to sue them. And eventually, after waiting, they let us take the cat, and he's, and at the same time we went to the dog section, and we found this skinny puppy dog stuck with the 20 others, and she was struggling with a bigger dog who bit on her. We felt sorry for the dog, and my wife and myself picked up this dog, and to find out now that she was sick, and she got some infection, and God knows the kind of terms. Right now, these 2 animals are doing very well. They went to another vet, and the feral cat, he's very, very afraid, but he's living well in my office, actually. I'm feeding him in my personal office. He gained his life, he's eating, he's this and that. At a certain point where the weather is going to be better, I'm going to give him the option to go free and come back whenever he wants to. I'm telling you this story because I think it's important for us, especially those who follow the warrior. It's not just about food and conditioning. It's about saving life. Life is important, your life and other life, and especially life of the innocents. Animals, children, the innocent. So if you can afford, go to a shelter, save a life. It's a very beautiful New Year resolution. Take responsibility. It pay you back generously. It pay you back more than you think that you give. It's not easy. Nothing is easy. But give it a try. It will increase your self-esteem. It will increase your self-respect. We're going to live in a better society if we save animals. And including those feral cats that society don't want to euthanize, that's how they call it, euthanize, kill, murder. Just kill an animal just because it doesn't fit. An absolutely healthy animal that didn't bother anyone. And symbolically, yes, Marty, it's like us. We are the warrior. We're not regular. We're different. Our schedule, our priority is different than the normal. Normal today is sick. Your resolution should not be normal, but should be abnormal. People are dying left and right from cardiovascular disease, diabetes, blood sugar. I mean, stress. You cannot afford, you cannot allow yourself to be the average today. You should be a fellow human, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Take the fight out of you. Fight for your life. Fight for your family. Help your friend. Be generous. Believe me, it's not. I'm not trying to be religious here. It is good for you. It's for your own self-respect. When you cook for yourself or your family, it's a matter of self-respect. It's very, very important. Let's come back to the subject. The subject today is your conditioning, your physical conditioning.
I'm sorry.
What I'd like to tell you are the three things that if you don't watch over time will go down. We partly discuss it, or this maybe discuss everything. I don't think we discuss. Let me put the picture clearly and straight. Let's put the record straight. Over time, whether because you don't exercise or you over-exercise or because you age wrongly, three things can go down, three systems. One, loss of mitochondria function. The mitochondria is the energy chamber in the cell, in the muscle cell. The area that produces energy, it has its own membrane, it has its own protein, enzyme, and DNA, okay? It is responsible for the energy production for all body function, particularly the muscle function. So the loss of mitochondria is the first thing that go. Now, note this. Muscle is the largest mitochondria-containing tissue in the body. Therefore, most of your energy production is done in the muscle tissue. We'll touch it soon. But for that matter, muscle play much more important function than just moving your ligament or pushing a weight. It actually the highest, biggest facility in your body to produce energy. We cannot allow ourselves to lose this facility. We cannot allow a loss of mitochondrial function. Second, the second thing that you're going to lose if you don't exercise, and note this one. It's the efficiency. You're going to lose muscle neural wiring. Every muscle is being connected to neurons, which connect to the spine and indirectly to the brain, okay? There's a whole net of neurons that regulate your muscle function. The basic unit is called motor units. A motor unit is one neuron which actually activates few muscle fibers. And the more intense you exercise, the more intense the physical task become, the more motor neuron will be recruited. Now, it may be a little bit technical to understand it, but even the motor neurons have different kind of levels of intensity. Some motor neurons have weaker pulses. They are not responsible for robust moves or strong moves. And some motor neurons have very thick wiring, which is responsible for strong and fast moves. But principally, over time, if we are not careful, we lose motor neurons, and particularly the fast and strong ones, as we age or as we neglect ourselves. Principally, we are losing strength and speed, and it is because we are losing the fast muscle fiber, the fast and strong neuromotors. We cannot allow ourselves such a loss. It's more than that. The junction between the nerve and the muscle can be distorted. The connection, the muscle, the neuron, pulses are not being delivered efficiently enough. It's a whole complicated process with so many details involving ion channels, calcium channels, ion channels. However, when this is interrupted, you are losing not just your function. The muscle becomes not just slower, weaker, slow to react. You also losing the muscle fiber themselves. That leads to the third part. Without neural wiring, muscle fibers and neuromotors can be destroyed. And that leads to the third thing that we can lose. Loss of muscle mass because of loss of muscle fiber. Muscle disuse, aging, dietary abuse, disease, chemical toxicity, all of that can lead into loss of muscle fiber, particularly, again, the fast muscle fiber. I can see the sign for the break right now. It's very important that you stay tuned because you're going to hear some stuff you may have not heard before for your new year. Get the picture straight. Let's put the record straight. We'll meet after this break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to the Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Now you heard the number. If you need to call, that's fine. It's all about you. Let's come back to the subject, okay? So there are three things, quickly, that we are about to lose. Loss of mitochondria function, loss of muscle neurowiring, and loss of muscle fiber, particularly fast fiber. Now here's the problem. Most fitness programs today are built to be partly beneficial. That means they may help you with the mitochondria, or they may help you with the muscle fiber, but they will not be able, and they cannot, and they will not be able to help you with all the three factors. And guess what? You must revive, you must sustain, you must retain, and you must develop all these three factors. You cannot allow yourself to lose any of them, any of them.
Worry. Can I jump in?
Sure, of course.
Yeah, here's the thing, people. Typical New Year's resolution. I'm going to join a boot camp. Right, Ori?
Yes.
Yeah, so they think, or, you know, whoever, that by engaging in a boot camp, where they basically allow some half-crazed personal trainer to basically beat the living hell out of them for an hour, that by doing that three times a week, that within 6 weeks or 8 weeks, they're going to miraculously morph from fat into fit. And it's not going to happen, not in a million years. A different flavor of that same syndrome is the people who say, I'm going to get on a diet. So they go ahead and they diet, but because they don't sync it up with an intelligent exercise program, plus the diets is lame anyway, it's just the whatever the fad of the month is, they fail. You got to have an intelligent game plan when it comes to nutrition. You have to have an intelligent game plan when it comes to exercise. You have to mold them together. And Ori, I think you would agree with me, it's better to do a little bit of each than to bias your approach towards a whole lot of any one.
There's no question, Marty, you just said, I couldn't even say it better. First of all, there is a danger. The unknown could be sometimes more dangerous than the partly known, okay? Here's the thing. When you go and you buy this media blitz, advertising by supplement company fitness, and you join a gym into this kind of classes, and you see all these many people doing it, and you see people who look like trainers, probably was certified by the internet or something, okay? And they put you in a class, and you think it's normal. Let me tell you, you better not do anything, because as you're going to soon see, Marty and myself will discuss this, exercise could give you a negative fitness impact. If you're not careful, exercise can cause serious damage to your mitochondria. It can increase the metabolic stress beyond the threshold, beyond your body defenses capacity. Each of you is inherently programmed to defend itself from the metabolic stress that exercise causes on the body. The mitochondria, especially, is most vulnerable. The energy system in the cell is most vulnerable to oxidative stress because this is where the energy production is done. So without being too technical, energy production is quiet, a brutal process. It involves molecular exchange of electron and proton throughout the mitochondria inner membrane, a process that causes always a leakage of electron, which causes amazing amount increase of oxidative stress on the mitochondria itself. Now, the mitochondria is inherently programmed in a healthy body to protect itself from this oxidative stress by producing more antioxidant enzymes and protein. And the more you exercise properly, the more the mitochondria can build itself to defend itself in two ways. It's increasing size. It's called increased mitochondria density. It spreads itself in the cell more. and it also increase the amount of protein and enzyme that utilize energy and also protect the mitochondria for the damage. But when the exercise become chronically long, not necessarily just intense, chronically long, chronic, the main chronic is key, you can surpass the threshold of your capacity and the damage now is inevitable. First of all, there will be a damage to the mitochondrial membrane. Then energy production will start to diminish, be compromised. Mitochondria DNA, the DNA itself, could be absolutely damaged. And not just in the mitochondria, it could be on the cell itself. Protein can be damaged. Okay? The cell itself, DNA, nucleic material, could be damaged. Energy production and all function will start to go down. Aging, accelerate. Be careful. Marty is right. You've got to plan it. You've got to know what's going on. You've got to support your body defenses when you take on yourself intense exercise.
Yeah, sure. I don't mean to interrupt you. You finished your thought?
Well, there's always more, but please.
I wanted to give a hilarious example that happened to me a couple of days ago that points out that bad training is worse than no training. I had occasion to go to a commercial gym, okay? So I went in for my workout, which was done in 20 minutes, which consisted of 10 sets of power cleans. Okay,
that's fantastic.
That's a manly exercise, and that's all I did. That's all I needed to do. I couldn't do anything else. It took me 23 minutes. After that, anything I would have done, I couldn't have handled more than 50% of what I was capable of when I was fresh. So I was toast. But in the meantime, I'm watching a personal trainer. He's got this 50-ish year old kind of retired school teacher lady, you know. Sincere lady, obviously a smart lady. So the personal trainer starts her out, Ori, on the Swiss ball, laying back on a Swiss ball, doing what, I don't know if it was a fly or a bench press, you know, kind of in between.
Oh, I know. This lizard kind of.
Moving her arms maybe 6 inches. Then immediately had her go to do step-ups on a bench holding two dumbbells. The poor lady couldn't, I mean, she was ready to teeter over. Then immediately took her to a leg press machine and loaded up a pile of plates, had this poor lady push maybe 6 inches. Then made her go back to the Swiss ball, sit in the Swiss ball, put one leg in front while she pushed one dumbbell overhead. Now, what in the hell good is that? I have no idea. And then, and here's the best part, made her go over on a treadmill and run as fast as she could, which wasn't very fast, for like, oh, I don't know, maybe a minute. And then I heard the guy say, don't put your hands on the handrails. That'll make it too easy. This woman hadn't run since Ronald Reagan was president. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Her face is beat red. I think her head is going to explode. So then the guy says, okay, let's walk it off. And he makes her do walking lunges the length of the gym holding two dumbbells. I finished my whole workout, and I left. I don't know what happened, but this is a classic example. This woman, he's either going to break her, he's going to hurt her. Regardless, she's going to quit because she's not going to be able to put up with this lunacy. And yet, all over the gym, they had personal trainers doing this kind of... Apparently, the rage in the personal trainer world is to do weird exercises, which differentiates you from classical, standardized, effective weight training.
But you know why? Because none of the fitness programs that certify people that they have any serious principle behind it. Nothing. There is no parameter. And we talked about it a few times, Marty. The only parameter upon which all exercise should be based is human survival principles. There is no other. If you're going to train a dog, and usually dogs are trained much better than humans.
Oh, I would agree.
Because dog trainers are much more respectfully knowledgeable about the nature of the dog species, of the canine, and they know how to train them. People understand tigers, people who work in zoo, have a lot of humble knowledge about the species that they need to train. They know about the food and everything. There is no respect to the human species. What you described to me now, if I saw an animal train like this, I would try to stop the guy from cruelty, quite honestly.
Either that or you think that maybe he was taking the dog into the circus.
Or something. Even that, I mean, it's sometimes involve a level of cruelty.
Yeah.
But let's analyze a little bit the science here behind the mistakes. Look, the one thing I think I mentioned before that scientists have been finding accumulating evidence is that the muscular development do not start in the muscle, it starts in the brain. There are certain kind of motor controlling zone in the brain which develop only to intense and complex stimulation. And the more complex, the more body part, the more whole body is involved, the more challenging it is, the more likely and the more responsive the brain and the muscle becomes. And vice versa.
Also, the more applicable it will be in a military setting or an athletic setting. My power cleans are much more effective than some little partial rep press sitting on a Swiss ball.
There's no question, because it recruits much more muscle, it recruits much more space in the brain, it requires total coordination of speed, velocity, total body commitment, brain, muscle, everything. You need to feel the rhythm, the speed, and the hold. It incorporates, I would say, the different kind of dimension of physical activity. Static strength, dynamic strength, controlled strength. All these need to be incorporated. All these are registered.
Plus knock you down in the dirt.
That's right.
It's so intense that after my 22 minutes, I was done. That's it. My workout's over. He was just getting warmed up on this poor woman. And you're right. He should have been arrested for, you know, how you talk about animal cruelty.
Sure.
They should have a Department of Human Cruelty.
Absolutely. There is no regulation because they have no principle. But let's come back, Marty. What you mentioned is very important. So number one rule, your resolution. Train intense. Train total body if you can. Combine strength and speed together if you can. Okay? But train short. Try do not exceed the 30 minutes. If you can exceed the 30 minutes, it means that your level of intensity was not strong enough.
That's right.
Challenge yourself properly, but don't overkill your body.
And don't buy into this idea that you have to do 30 different exercises and you have to train for an hour. That's a whole lot of everything and not much of anything.
Not much of anything. In fact, it can cause, again, a negative signal because, again, when the body is not challenged properly, it's not standing still. In fact, it can cause stagnation, retardation of the development in the motor zone in the brain. It can cause a negative fitness impact. You actually will feel it, but you will deny it because most people today, because the way our society is counting numbers, counting calories, restricting things, do not this. You go to the gym and the only thing that drives you is obsession, pure, stupid obsession, instead of understanding that training is a skill like playing a piano.
Mm-hmm.
It's a business. If you negotiate, if you do a business plan, you've got to be realistic and objective. You need a passion for that, but you've got to measure things and make sure that they make sense. The same thing with the exercise. We cannot afford ourselves to just throw ourselves and do things like a gambler's. There's so much more. We're going to continue it after the next break. Stay tuned. If you have any question, please call. Hey, this is the last show. Where are you? Okay.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes and your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
So, Marty, you have some question, but I want to say something before that. We didn't discuss yet the element of the neurowiring. And this is one of the most sensitive, unknown area that people are basically lose. They lose because they saw even on the science, yes, some scientists who do research, do it cold blood. They don't have the really the fashion. And yes, there is evidence that when you do aerobics, you get some improvement in cardiovascular capacity and in mitochondrial density. Then mitochondria in the cells, including fast fiber, can spread. However, what they don't tell you is that aerobics, when it's predominantly what you do, there is no improvement at all, and quite the opposite, in muscle neurowiring. And what did we say before? We cannot afford ourselves to lose our muscle neurowiring. What we lose most is the fast fiber, the one that gives us the ability to generate strength and speed, okay? If we are losing this fast fiber, especially the type 2A that have the capacity, the type 2A, we'll talk about it. It's the most highest evolutionary advanced muscle fiber that exists in human and apes. It has the capacity to shift between, utilize both carb and fat fuel, and it has the capacity to do what you do, Marty, and do long 20 minutes of very intense exercise. No other muscle fiber has the capacity to do that. Now, when we lose the wiring of this advanced muscle fiber, when we lose our top evolutionary muscle fiber, the type 2A super muscle hybrid, the more advanced it gets, the more the body want to actually keep it. When we lose it because of wrong exercise, we're basically diminishing ourselves to nothing. We're going to become weak and everything with a lot of endurance. Endurance for what? Endurance to jog and drag your body in a 20 miles per hour speed, or what do you want to be? What do you want to be? Do you want to be a slow turtle, or do you want to be the deer? I know that in the fox, the turtle win, but in our story, it's the deer that wins, quite honestly. So we cannot afford ourselves to lose our neurowiring. We have to walk intense exercise to incorporate strength and speed. Speed doesn't have to be just punching. It can be clean process. It can be moves that incorporate high velocity, okay, and total body. So I just make my say here for those of you who basically were persuaded to join the typical fitness moderate exercise, long moderate exercise. Not good for you, not good enough. In fact, it can disabilitate you. Mark, did you have some questions?
I had an email from a listener that kind of triggered something in my own brain, and the listener asked, hey, how come you guys never talk about stretching? The gym that I go to, our instructor always makes us stretch before we weight train. Well, that ties into something I saw again the other day, because I'm having to go to a health club because I'm working with some people who belong to the health club. So I go in there, I kind of sneak in, Ori, they don't know who I am, and I'm watching the personal trainers. And I'm training myself while I'm there, and on this particular day I was doing my really super deep pause squats. Again, 10 sets done, 20, 25 minutes at the most, you know, working up heavy, low reps, 3 reps, 5 reps, stuff like that. So I finish my squats before this personal trainer, this guy comes in, and he has a couple of people that he's training. He's putting them through a stretching routine, Ori. He's got them stretching for 40 minutes before they start their weight training. He's got them pushing up against the wall. He's got them doing toe touches. He's got them doing it is the most pedestrian stretching. Again, as both you and I know, the worst time to do stretching is when muscles are cold.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that you can see it on TV and everybody tell you that stretching is so important, that statistically if you stretch the muscle, it prevents injury. And it may be true, and let me tell you how. But what you're going to hear now, and Marty and me will discuss it, honestly, we want to put the record straight. Stretching destroys your muscle. I don't care where you hear it, and I don't care who is the Joe Schmo who told you that. But I will show you, when it's coming to this fast fiber that we cannot allow to lose, you want to destroy them, start with stretching or cold muscle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a recipe. And here's why. If we didn't talk about it before, the shortening of the muscle is done through a certain kind of a mechanism or mechanics or apparatus where two fibers slide against each other. The actin slide against the myosin, or I would say the myosin slide against the actin, and that causes the shortening of the muscle. The myosin is a very large muscle molecule. It's the thick filament. And in the myosin, there are also receptor for ATPase. Let's put it like this. The myosin, the part of the myosin is called myosin heavy chains, which have the capacity to utilize energy for muscle movement. Okay? Now, it's a very delicate mechanism that involves basically exchange of energy and a micro movement of little kind of legs that slides between the two ligaments. Every time that we stretch, we mechanically impair this mechanism. We go against the trend of the shortening. There are certain kind of stretches that can be done actually on warm-up. It's called dynamic stretching, which are basically resemble static strength. This part, I understand. It causes the muscle actually to contract without shortening, and it is basically giving this muscle certain kind of a load, which could be beneficial. But the stretching against the natural movement of the muscle, especially when cold, could absolutely destroy and harm this mechanism that shortened the muscle. And indeed, studies showed that serious stretching caused serious impairment in strength and speed. If you are a competitive athlete, if you are a boxer, if you are a power lifter, you cannot afford yourself to do that. quite honestly. Professional fighters know certain kind of stretching, especially of the joints, not the muscle itself, of the joints. And if they are professional, they really know how to do it. It's traditional. It doesn't really cause a damage to the muscle, and usually it's not done on a cold muscle. However,
Go ahead.
You do it on a cold muscle, you put yourself in a risk. Yes, you may be a ballerina one day, but rest assured, you will lose strength and speed. You're going to be slow and weak. Is this where you want to be?
Plus, we now worry that by raising the core temperature of a muscle, that makes that muscle more elastic. A cold muscle that is forcibly stretched is a muscle that is in danger. I'd like to bring up one quick example. There was a great Olympic lifter / bodybuilder back in the 30s and 40s named John Grimmick. I think you've probably heard of him.
Yes, of course.
They did scientific studies on Grimmick, and they were mystified. He was able to stand on a bench. With stiff legs, he could touch 18 inches below the surface of the bench.
Wow.
And they said, how is it possible that this muscle-bound man has this great, incredible flexibility? Do you know why? It was because of his years of doing stiff leg deadlifts. Okay.
Right.
So by stretching using weight,
it's a dynamic stretching
on a warmed muscle.
Right.
He would warm those muscles up for those initial sets, and then each successive set, he would able to get lower and lower and lower. People are amazed when they see me squat down. I can squat down and maintain that position for just about forever. Again, that's from years and years and years of having a weight on my back that is forcibly elongated the fibers in my thighs and hips. So again, flexibility can be had that is power flexibility, not just the flexibility of a wet dish rag.
What you say is a very critical point here, Marty.
Yeah.
Because when you really look at the science of muscular development, it needs to reach a point in which the muscle inherently, there is a switch, there is a signal to the gene, myosin heavy chain, to adapt and transform. That means muscle fiber, regardless to your age, can transform to one to another, adapt, increase, change structure, increase mitochondria, improve neural wiring.
Improve.
And this has to become naturally due to intense load and stimulation. It cannot be artificially just by pulling the muscle. This is the wrong thing to do. There's plenty more. I believe we are reaching the last segment, so stay tuned because we have a lot to offer you.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition, meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
This is the last segment. Unfortunately, time is running by, and unfortunately or fortunately, we have to so much more regarding fitness, which will continue right after the new year. However, let me just share with you, and we will continue with some information here, and we have a caller on the line, but let me just show you briefly some information. First of all, I want to remind you that Marty Book, The Purposefully Primitive, you see, I said it right this time. Marty Book is a masterpiece. If you're really seriously interested in real fitness, in real proof of what had happened historically, recently, what to learn from, you've got to get this book. Besides the fact that Marty also is an amazing writer, this is not just another documentation of something. It's really well done, published by Dragon Door. We're going to feature it right now in the Warrior Diet website as well. So, The Purposefully Primitive, Marty, do you want to tell them where to get it?
Sure. I appreciate your kind words there, Ori. It's high praise from Caesar. Yeah, they can get it at dragondoor.com. They can also get it at Amazon. And, again, it's it's 500 pages. It's $39. And basically, it's a personal trainer in a book. And it ain't a sissy personal trainer either.
This is an amazing book. I can't even say more. And we will keep featuring soon in the new year even items and some topics that Marty discussed. Marty did. I think this book will be read by people 200 years from now and maybe even more.
Well, I appreciate that.
I really believe so. It's a very important book.
Now, Ori, I think we've got a caller hanging out there. We probably should squeeze
him
in because this is a short segment, I believe.
Yeah, let's take the caller for a quick call, and then we'll continue with some announcement, okay? Can you put the caller on the line?
Hello.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
Just fine. I'm using a stationary bike because I have some balance issues and some problems with weight-bearing exercise because of some fractures in my foot. But I am using hand weights, and I wondered if a weighted vest, and also, am I correct in assuming that to do short spurts of more intense resistance on a stationary bike would be more beneficial for building muscle and losing weight?
Absolutely, yes. You're absolutely right, and I don't know if I can say it better than you do.
Okay,
but
good.
If you look at the CFT, the control fatigue training, even the basic, as featured in the Warrior Diet book, you can use the upper body with the light weight at the same time. Okay, it's just good for your brain and total body coordination to use both. But if you don't, go for intense interval. Interval is the key. Good question, Brian, and I think you know the answer.
Okay, well, thank you. I just wanted to sort of make sure I was on the right track there.
You're on the right track, Brian, and I really wish you a happy new year.
Thank you. You too.
We'll be in touch.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Marty, do you want to say something about this subject?
Yeah, I want to say how come I don't get to go out to California and go to that banquet. I love that chef. He's
fantastic, and I am... You didn't get the official invitation, but of course you're invited. Come on, I want to see you there.
I know, I know. I'm cooking a Christmas goose this year, so I got to go shoot it, and then I got to cook it. So,
well, we're not going to have a goose, but we're definitely going to have amazing Mediterranean dishes, including his fish dishes. Just unbelievable.
I bet it is.
And it's all fresh.
I bet he knows how to cook a lamb, too.
the lamb. I mean, every time I go there, it's like an experience. But Dimitri, let me tell you something. Let's start from the beginning. The warrior diet, as you can see, is a personal thing. It's right now, it's me and Marty talking to you. It's putting the record straight. This is not about theory. This is about real-life experience. And nothing could be more better than the old-fashioned way of getting together, dining together. I hopefully and I believe that Marty is going to be with us there. Come and join us. We're doing a special event on January 18. Go to thewarriordiet.com. Go to defensenutrition.com. You can see the details. Chef Dimitri Hundalis is originally Spartan. So the tradition has hardly changed at all. You're going to eat traditional Spartan recipe like the Spartan warrior, definitely the warrior way. And I think it's an experience by itself because we're going to discuss your issue, your fitness, your diet, your lifestyle. If you really want to drop the theories and get into the right conclusion, come talk to us face to face. It's an amazing seminar. I think it's a one-time opportunity to do things right and experience and enjoy it at the same time.
Or if I may make a suggestion, sure. You have got to get Chef Dimitri to pass along some easy-to-prepare recipes that warrior diet advocates can prepare themselves at home.
I'm planning to do more than that. I'm planning also to publish some of the recipe on the website. We're just working very hard now to you can see the changes in our website. But come to the event, go to the website. It's a limited, it's a private thing and personal. So there are limited seats. If you want to reserve your place, do it now. Don't wait, because it's a one-time opportunity to sit with us face-to-face, discuss your situation. Get the answer. Talk about everything face-to-face. Over dinner, it's a three-hour event. It's a three-hour seminar. I don't think you should miss this one if you're serious about it. And particularly people who are living in California or Las Vegas, it's not that far away. You can easily do it. January 18, between 5 to 8, Le Petit Greek. I believe it's in Larchmont Avenue, California. Details are in the website. The telephone for reservation is 818-342-1927. Furthermore, we're going to give you a new year sale. I mean, this time I'm really will go for a limited time as low as possible to help you get the right nutrition. We talked today about fitness. We didn't have enough time, but we talked before about how to nourish the muscle. So one of the principles that is very important, you've got to provide your muscle with the right nourishment. Two things that you should be careful. Sufficient quality of protein has to come to your muscle through special muscle nourishing meal, and I believe that we provide the best one, which is made from whey protein that was done from grass-fed cows, which are not hormonal treated. This is triple cold press, as good as raw milk cheese, and even better, okay, with all the nutritional cofactor. The other thing, you want to supplement yourself with massive amount of antioxidant as an active person. That should be your resolution. Do not overlook that. If you want to reduce the metabolic stress on your body and particularly prevent mitochondria and cellular damage, they can occur because of wrong training, obsessive long prolonged, or not training at all. Because of dietary abuse, you've got to supplement yourself with sufficient amount of antioxidant and detoxifying herbs on the top of good diet. Your diet should be made always with a lot of vegetables. Very simple, very primitive, a lot of vegetables. Best fruits are always berries, maybe apples. Keep the diet low glycemic, okay? Keep the diet and make your recovery meal also low glycemic. We design our warrior milk. I want to remind you again, the one thing that you may not have known is one of the obstacles is how to nourish the muscle. Right after exercise, right after good exercise, the muscle is on temporary insulin resistance. Because of the muscle microtrauma, there is a temporary decrease in the muscle ability to utilize glucose for energy. Carbohydrates for energy. So your muscle-nourishing meal must be low-glycemic. The typical fitness that show you sugar with a false theory that insulin drives protein to the muscle. Did you hear this theory? I repeat it again, that you read in muscle magazines, that insulin drives protein to the muscle. False. Insulin do not drive protein to the muscle. Insulin need to be interfered, need to be in a good shape. You don't want to destroy your insulin. Insulin play a critical role to signal growth in the muscle, to prevent muscle protein breakdown, and to give the muscle the signal to increase protein synthesis. So we don't want to destroy our insulin. We want to keep it in a good shape. When we can really harm ourselves by having a high glycemic meal right after exercise, don't do it. There's plenty of more information. This is the end of the show. If you need more information, meanwhile, you know where to contact us. www.warriordiet.com. You can send me emails. I will try to address you as much as we can. Marty, do you want people to contact you someplace?
Not particularly. No, I'm only kidding. They can contact me at Marty Gallagher at MGSO. At embarkmail.com. Ori, I will see you in 2009.
Yes, man, absolutely. We'll talk. We'll be in touch. And Happy New Year.
Indeed, sir.
And come to the website. Check our new sales. We are going to have a special New Year sale. Don't miss it. Take advantage of it. And I wish all of you Happy New Year. Save an animal, save a human, and save yourself. Happy New Year.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Huffmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.